of the Lord. This is our last first Sunday of the year. Amen. The last first Sunday of the year. And we thank God for bringing us. I don't know about you, but from January to February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, now December. And I purposely say those months because many of us have gone through a whole lot in just this year that we know if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Amen. Songwriter says, he kept my enemies away. He lets the sun shine through a cloudy day. See, you got to get some of them old school hymns in you. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew, hallelujah, I've been badder than scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, let me say it. Let me testify to myself. Let me get happy. I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I'd be doing. Lord, thank you for being a fence all around me. Thank you for being a protector. Thank you for being a provider. Oh, I bless you. I honor you. Sometimes you got to just think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you. It'll help you to celebrate more and complain less. It'll get your mind in the right place. Because when you renew your mind, you're going to speak better. When you renew your mind, you will do better. Amen. And so I'm just grateful to God for this last first Sunday in the year, for keeping us as a church, for keeping us safe. Amen. Keeping us safe and our family and our children. And those of you who have experienced tragedy this year, thank God that he kept you in the midst of it. Amen. For he is a loving father and he always does what's best for us. Amen. Luke chapter 6. We won't have the screen today, but I want to definitely impart this word to you. Luke, the gospel as recorded by Luke chapter 6. I want to remind you to silence your cell phones, put them on vibrate. If you need to turn them off, turn them off. The only person that should be talking at this time is me and the Lord through me to you. Amen? Amen. 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 Listen, no call is that important. No call is that important that you got to leave the Lord. Amen. 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 And leave his word because this is an extremely important time. The gospel as recorded by Luke chapter 6. This is a hard word today, church. This is a hard word today. I really didn't want to jump into this. I wish I could have just bypassed this and got into the new thing I want to talk about, the new series starting next Sunday about God is amazing. God is amazing. See that right there? That was enough right there. God is amazing. But if you're going to be a preacher, teacher, those of you who are students of Scripture, you've got to preach the whole Bible. Amen. You can't pick out what you like, but you got to preach the whole Bible. The reason I'm saying that, because this word is only for those who are mature, those who are committed to doing it God's way. Amen? The series we're talking about or concluding today is I'm working on some things. I'm working on some things. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm working on some things. And if I can tell you the truth, one of those things is myself. Yeah, I got to work on me. See, you're gonna make me work hard on just that. I've got to work on me. Be honest with yourself. I'm a piece of work. Sometimes I get tired of me. Sometimes I say, now that was some foolish stuff you just said. You've got to work on you. See, we're too busy pointing at other people. Maybe other people don't get along with you because you have yet to work on you. There's some things on you that's not right. There's some things you say that's not right. And you don't need people around who are going to pat you on the back if you're wrong. But I taught you this before. You need people who are going to check you and correct you and then also cover you. Yeah, I need good friends, people that's going to check me and tell me I'm wrong and not back down regardless of how I feel. But people who are going to cover me and say, you know, it's going to be all right. Yeah, it may hurt, but it's going to be all right. Yeah. I'm in it with you. I won't leave you alone. Yeah. I won't let folk talk about you. I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to encourage you because I understand how important it is to have the right people in your life. Now, I said that because Jesus, who is teaching here in Luke chapter 6, he's teaching Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount, the attitudes that we should have as children of God, as disciples, as believers. And verse 27, as we looked at last week, the first part of that verse, Mr. Clifford, he gives a powerful statement, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. He says, "But I," meaning himself, "say to you," those who are there, "who hear." Another word we've looked at for hear in the Greek is to listen. He says, I'm talking to you in the middle of my sermon. I'm on the mountain preaching to my disciples. There's a multitude listening because the disciples is more than the 12 that we often think about. But he's got a multitude of folk and he's teaching his disciples. They are all eavesdropping. And Jesus says, "But I say," he interrupts his message. It's almost like you hear me say, he takes a side note. He says, "But I say to you who hear," or in other words, willing to listen. And we broke that down. We said to listen means to receive so I can understand it, so I can apply it. Listen means to receive so I can understand, so I can apply. Watch him now. So let's do like they taught us in school. Whenever you find the meaning of a word, put that meaning in the word. "But I say to you who listen to receive and understand so you can apply." Here it is. "Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you." Oh boy, I sense something in my spirit. "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you." And I got to tag verse 28 in this. Verse 28 says, also watch this, "Bless those who curse you." No, I mean curse it. You know, some of you, if not you, know people that don't curse, they cuss. No, come on, and cuss good. Come on, you know some people, if not yourself, that got a degree in cussing. A PhD, I mean they cuss. And you know the sad part, some of us brag about that. Oh, I can cuss with the best of them. You good child of God. And see, we have to understand some stuff ain't cute no more. As you mature, some stuff, oh boy, some stuff ought not to appeal to you the same way. You should not be, oh boy, you should not be faithful in doing wrong. You should not be faithfully found doing wrong. People ought not be able to say, I can count on her to lie. Watch, soon as she comes, she gonna lie. Watch her, watch her, watch her, watch her, watch her. He gonna say he been there and he ain't been no one else, nowhere else. But people can count on you to faithfully do wrong. That ought not be. He says, bless those who curse you. Watch this. Pray for those who spitefully, Sister Charlotte, spitefully use you. Boy, now that right there. That right there, Brother Will, I could have just closed the Bible and said, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, let me be honest. I have not arrived. Let me just tell y'all that now. I'm not there. No, I'm not there. I love the Lord. He saved my soul. I'm not there. And see, honesty is the prerequisite for help. So be honest. When you're not there, be honest. But don't settle on the fact you're not there. Work, Brother Frank, toward getting there. I don't love my enemies yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to be nicer. I'm trying to like at least. But I'm working on it, Lord. So help me. And he says, listen, this is what Jesus is saying in essence. If you're going to be my disciple, my follower, you are going to have enemies. I'll let that marinate. If you're going to follow me, you are going to have enemies. That's why you got to be careful of people who say this. Watch this. Watch this, Cousin D.D. People that say, I ain't got no enemies. Everybody loves me. Ooh. Everybody likes me. I get along with everybody. I don't have. No, something wrong, something wrong. If everybody, the Bible says, be careful when all men speak well of you. Because watch this, if Jesus tells us following him is going to bring enemies, and I don't have enemies, fill in the blank. I ain't got no enemies. But you a follower? You were faithfully following? Yep. You were doing what he said? Yep. And you mean to tell me nobody dislikes you? Something wrong with that. So last week we focused on listening, that it's a choice. You've got to choose. But then today we want to focus on listening is a challenge. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. That's a challenge. Yeah. That's the challenge he gives. He says to love them. Now, we've established this point. I'm trying to bring you up to speed. We established this point last week that if you come for any other reason to this place, any church, any place the word of God is being taught the right way, if you come for any other reason than to listen, you've come for the wrong reason. I make no apologies about that. If you come for any other reason other than to listen to what the Lord has to say to you, for you, because we quick to talk about, I got a word for somebody else. What did he say to you? If you come for any other reason, it's the wrong reason. Well, I come to praise and worship. You can do that anywhere. Oh, come on. I had some good praise and worship. You're going to make me go there. I was in my car, and I'm telling you, I almost got into a wreck. That song came on, and I let me go further. There's time I got in the car, and the fact that it started out, I started praising and shouting. See, some of y'all always had good running calls. I remember a bucket. I'm talking about literally. I sat on a bucket. Didn't have a driver's seat. I had a bucket in the car. And the fact that it started up, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes you got to go back and think about where God brought you from. Because believe me, if you forget where he brought you from, it won't be long before you go right back there. Come on, life is a full circle. Come on, you remember that old mother's word, be careful how you treat people going up. Because you meet some of them saying, come on. A lot of stuff we learned early on, we just didn't apply because we weren't. Listening is a challenge. And the challenge that Jesus presents to his disciples is that you got to love your enemies. He says, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. See, believe it or not, you got enemies. No, you've got enemies. Because there are some people in your life who don't want to see you blessed. There are some people that's bothered that you got joy and it ain't because you got no money. Some people are bothered that you're making it through your marriage where theirs fail and they just keep throwing negative. Some people don't like you because in your singleness you understand who you are and you don't need no man or you don't need no woman. You understand that you're whole or you're working on your completeness. I get out of that. But God, shameful plug, single ladies too are coming in January. Don't miss it. But I want you to understand. There are people who don't like you. They are your enemies, and they don't want to see you do well. I think I'll just go right here parenthetically and give you these words. Here's what an enemy is. Because if Jesus is telling us to love them, we got to know who they are. And let me just take a quick step to the left and say this to you. Everybody you call an enemy ain't your enemy. It could be a friend that's challenged you to change, and you don't want change. We quick to say, oh, you hate. No, I hate. I'm trying to tell you, you can do better than that. You need to stop settling. You need to stop giving in and giving up. Come on, you need to stop opening the cookie jar. Come on. I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend that's trying to challenge. I told you all Wednesday that you need people who are going to stretch you, not stress you. And some of you got people, that's all they do is just stress you out. They don't know how to stretch, but they're just stressing you out. Here's what an enemy is. I just got a few I'm going to give you. Just give you a few of these, and you pick which one is your enemy. An enemy is someone who seeks to stop you from making progress. That's one. An enemy is someone who seeks to stop you from making progress. An enemy could also be somebody that opposes you in everything you do. Just got something wrong with anything you want to do, They got a problem with it. Why it can't be done. Why you shouldn't do it. It didn't work before. Who you think you are. But then I thought about Big Mama, and when I was thinking about Big Mama and writing these definitions of enemies, Big Mama's definition works best for me. Big Mama says an enemy is somebody who just don't mean you no good. I think I like that one the best. An enemy is somebody who just don't mean you no, not at all. They're not out to see you do good in no area, and they will always show up when you're trying to do good to tell you why you can't. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have enemies? If they say no, you might want to just scoot just a little bit. Just a little bit. The attitudes and actions that you display as a child of God will come with enemies. So if you're going to have enemies for doing wrong, you're going to have them for doing right. Settle this in your spirit. The Lord helped me with this, Monique. He helped me with this. And it was a hard blow because I didn't want to receive it. You ready for it? Some people just don't like you. And will never like you. No matter what you, no. Oh, boy, I wish I had a way. No matter what you do, fix your hair, change your clothes, lose weight, gain weight, get a new car, get this, get a new house, get a new job. They just don't like you. Come on, let's be honest. Some of you have said it before. I don't know what it is. Stop me when I'm wrong. I don't mean no harm, but it's just something about them I don't like. And then somebody said, why? You say, I don't know. Well, how you know you don't? I don't know. I just don't. And some people don't like you. Will never like you. So stop trying to get them to like you. Just be you and let them hate. You do it. I wish I would. Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to stop. I wish I would, Lady Claw, step on the other side of the street because you coming and I don't like you and you don't like me. I'm going to change my direction because you coming my way. I'm walking your way and I don't care if you don't like me. Matter of fact, I'm a purpose to say, how you doing? Stop giving people that much power over your life. I don't want to say that because they don't like me. So what? Because if you keep trying to do stuff that people like you, your life will be like a roller coaster. Up and down, upside down, round and round, spin, stop, buckle, unbuckle, shake, rattle, and roll. Isn't this something? Pastor Hall, with all of that, we know about enemies. Jesus says, love them. I think I would have been one of them crowd and said, man, I knew I shouldn't have came today. Because all up to this point, Jesus was teaching good, preaching good. Why you think he says, but? Right. See, I'm transitioning, but. Right. I say to you, because he knows a lot of people ain't receiving that. Right. He knows a lot of people just going to fall off right there. He says, but I say to you, who hear, who are willing to listen, watch this. He says, love them. So now that we know what the enemy is, let's look at love. What do we mean when we say love? Watch this now. Love means to do what's best for the other person to make them better. To do what's best for the other person to make them better. See, Pastor Ward, we get no credit for loving those who love us. But I love you and you love me and I get no credit for that. That's easy. I love you, you love me. Oh, we cool. But we've got to expand the parameters because we're not impacting those people that love us and we love them. You don't expect none of that. Is those people who get on your last nerve? Anybody got, come on, you're in church, you can tell the truth. I mean, you got anybody in your life that just get under your skin? I mean, they bother you so much, if something happened, you'd be like, oh, okay. Boy, I wish I had some real folk in here. Oh, really? Well, you got to go someday. Life happens. That's the way the cookie crumbles. It is what it is. Come on. But Jesus says, love them. Love those that can't stand you. Jesus says he wants us to love our enemies. Oh, boy. I love his word. I love his word. Watch him, Lady Claw. Jesus not only says love your enemies. Watch him. He says, but I'm going to give you two examples. I'm going to give you two examples of what they're going to do and what you ought to do to display the kind of love I'm telling you. Watch him. Just Pastor Hall, just in those two verses, he says, I'm going to give you two examples of things people that are your enemies going to do. And I'm give you two examples of what you ought to do when they do what they do, because they're going to do it. Sort of like the man who found a snake in the garden. A little, I don't know what kind of snake you call him. Just a little grassy. Gets the snake, says, oh, his son, Daddy, let me step on it. He said, no, step on that snake, boy. Take the snake and feed him, get him in a little cage, get some water, friends come by, see his colors change. Say, oh, that's a beautiful snake. And he saw it grow. He said, yeah, man, I like it. And neighbor came by, said, man, what kind of snake is that? He said, I don't know. He said, man, it's beautiful though. He said, he just crawls everywhere. You know, he just crawl all through. He said, really? He said, yeah. Takes him out the cage and wham! Snake bites him. Poisonous venom in him. Man's got to rush to the hospital. Gets to the hospital. Doctor said, what happened? He said, I had the snake and it was just from a little baby and he grew up and he bit me. He said, I don't know why. He said, because he's a snake. Yes. Hey, you missed it. Yes. That's what they do. Yes. Oh, boy. I'm going to bless somebody right here. Yes. Haters, that's what they do. Let me tell you something. If you're going to win at life, keep your haters employed. Let them work full-time hating. Let them see you winning. Let them see you win. Hate on. You ought to employ a whole lot of haters because you ought to be doing what pleases God. Amen. No, I'm talking about hate. Yeah. And watch this. Watch. The two things that they do, Jesus says, it ain't a hater who you think is a hater. It's somebody who lets you know they hate. Yeah. Woo! Right. Right. You bowling up, yep, I can't stand your guts. Yeah. I hate everything about you. Oh, I just can't stand you. Oh, I hate you. With passion, I hate you. And you ain't got to ever love me. I hate you. Oh, that's harsh. Well, I know it's harsh. And that's what I mean. I hate you. Oh, and then we as Christians, you know, we try to cover it up, you know, and be so bold and say, listen, don't come for me unless I send for you. Hey. Ain't nothing cute about that. Come on, you walling in that thing. Yeah. Jesus says, love them. As a child of God, love them. Do what's best for them. And that's sometimes you got to say kind stuff to them. Because here's the truth. The best way to confuse a hater or an enemy is to be kind to them. Now, wait. Now, I ain't talking about those you picked as enemies. I'm talking about those that you know are, they're your enemies. You see they're trying to sabotage you. You see they're trying to do stuff in your cubicle that's going to get you fired. You see they're plotting on you. You, your enemy. You see she being especially nice to your man. And don't care if you see it. Oh, got quiet there. Now, y'all together, and y'all looking at some stuff. She said, and Mr. Thorpe, these here are just so, you can just get so much. And then when she raises up, well, I'm just talking. Why are you tripping? Are you insecure? No, I'm about. Fill in the blank. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot I can do and go there, but the tour is coming in January. Just get yourself ready for the tour. Love them. That's what he said. He said, love them. So here's the two things. Watch what he says. Let's go back to the text. You got your Bibles open?
Amen.
All right. We're in Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and verse 28. See, I say to you here, listen, receive, understand, so I comply. Love your enemies and do good to hate you. Okay. Love them, do good. Okay, we talked about what love is. Now watch this. Here's the two things they do, two things he tell you to do right there in verse number 28. He says, bless those who what? Now wait. They will, what they're going to do is curse you. And now, you know, we got to go and understand when they said curse, they mean cuss like we talk about. They didn't have the full letters word, but they had their words that were harsh. So the first thing he said they're going to do, watch this, is they're going to curse you. Ooh, Jesus. But then he says, pray for those who are going to spitefully use you. Jesus, I might, let's just be honest. Jesus, I might be able to handle the cursing. I can handle the cursing because, you know, truth be told, they curse me, I can curse them back. I know I ain't supposed to, but I got that. But spitefully? Okay, I ain't going to get to spiteful then. Yes, first deal with the bless. Watch this. Jesus talks about bless those, huh, that curse you. Pray for those that spitefully use you. Let's deal with the first part, blessing those that curse you. He said, here's the thing they're going to do. They're going to curse you. Here's what you do. Bless them. You missed it. I'm going to give you one. He says, they're going to curse you. Guaranteed, you following me. You ain't got to be doing nothing wrong. They're going to curse you. But here's what you do. You bless them. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
When they curse,
you bless.
Watch this, Pastor Hall. Notice what he tells you to do and what they do come from the same place. You ain't going to see me coming. Blessing and cursing come from your mouth. You can bless me. Oh, bless you, Pastor. Bless you, sir. That no good so-and-so. Out the same, yep, out the same mouth. The same people that said, hallelujah, bless you, good to see you, will say some stuff, oh, if I don't ever see them again. He says, when they curse, bless. Okay. I think one of my female heroes, Michelle Obama, said it like this. When they go low, when they curse you, bless them. This is why Jesus, again, brought this but to those that are listening, because it's a hard thing to receive. You got to receive this, understand it, and apply it, because he's letting them know, listen, they do it to me, they're going to do it to you. And he is our living example how to handle everything and everybody. So when they are cursing me, I am blessing them. Okay? We know, let me just give you with it. To bless, or one of the definitions, to bless means to speak well of. It's where we get the word eulogy. You know, and that's the way it should be. But this day and age, you get all kind of eulogies. To eulogize. Bless means to speak well of. So if bless means to speak well of, then curse means to speak evil of. When they speak evil of you, you speak blessings upon them. It's only for those who are listening. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I hope you're listening. Because here's the point. I ain't got a lot of points. I'm going to give you these two points. Point one, here's what Jesus tells us to do. You ready? Or not to do that we're going to do if we're going to love our enemies. Jesus says, watch this. Don't match your mouth with theirs. Oh, you missed it. Don't go round for round with them. If they start a fire, don't you fight it with a fire. You're making a bigger fire. I know you're grown and don't nobody talk to me like that. And you don't know where I'm from. And I don't even let my mama talk to me. I got all that. But we ain't talking about your mama, where you come from, where you at, how you was raised. We talking about kingdom citizens. We talking about as a child of God, you cannot afford to function like you used to. Well, I just let him have it. Me, I don't care. Ooh, you child of God. He says, don't match your mouth with theirs. Blessed to speak well of. Cursed to speak evil of. When they go low, you go high. Here's a good thing I encourage you to do. Here's what you should do. You want to love your enemies, and you've got to pray about it. You can't do this in your flesh. I promise you can't. You can't take this message and say, starting today, I'm leaving church. From now on, I'm going to bless everybody that cursed me. You ain't going to be able to do it. Matter of fact, you're probably going to start cursing more. This is a spiritual thing. And see, our problem is we try to do, watch this, try to handle spiritual matters in our flesh. Well, my mama taught me, I got it. I love my mama too, but she wasn't always right. You don't let nobody, my mom, that ain't right. That ain't biblical, but it makes sense. It ain't about making sense. Amen, somebody. Now, I'm not discounting what your mama said, but truth be told, your mother doesn't know as much as you know now. And your kids going to know more than you know now when they get to your age. Hey, come on. It's just a circle of life. And so you've got to live what you've learned so you can live better. And some of us got to own up and say to mama, mama, I understand, but that's wrong. Baby, you treat them the way they treat you. No, that's not biblically correct. Oh, now you're in the Bible. Yes, I am now. Stop running away from what you're learning. Live what you learn. You'll live better. And those who don't like it, let them leave. Even if it's a family member. Because you can't divorce them, but you can create some distance. Hey, you worrying about why they don't invite you to stuff no more. So what? You living right. They don't invite me to the seafood ball, and they don't want to invite me to the family reunion, and we were going to all get together at the park, and they all got t-shirts. I ain't got a t-shirt. I ain't got invitation. So what? Yeah. Now make sure your so what is because when you go there, you live it right. Yeah. Not that you raising holy hell when you show up. Come on, people start hiding their food. Their children don't want to speak. Come on, that's Auntie Sheila. Come on, baby, come over here. Old child don't go nowhere by her. You stay right here till she leave. Oh, just stop me when I'm wrong. Just stop me when I'm wrong. Some places you don't need to go. And I'm talking about with family. One writer said, God gives us friends to make up for horrible family members. If you got good friends, thank God for your friends. I'm talking about real friends. Some of you get along better with your friends than your family anyway. Amen. Now you call them family. Hey, sis. Hey, sis. Hey, brother, man, what doing? Man, going by Pops. You going by Pops? Come on, let's go by Pops. Right. Amen, somebody. Amen. He says, when they curse you, you've got to bless them. You got to speak well of them. Here's what you got to do. Don't match your mouth with theirs. Here's the second thing. I'm going to just throw this in for free. This is not a poem. I'm going to just throw this in. I'm hearing it in my head. You ready? I'm going to just throw this in. This could be your sweet tweet. Watch this. You ready? If you're going to love your enemies, here's what you ought to practice doing. And I encourage you to practice the minute you leave this church. You ready? Amen. Shock them by how you speak to them. Amen. Missed that. You missed that. See, because some of y'all think shock like cuss. No. Talking about shock. Okay. Here's going to reveal the truth about some people you know. See, when you speak kind to that you used to, kind to people you used to speak mean to, watch their reaction. Oh, you talking to me? Yes. Because some of them are going to push you, and that's the enemy trying to get them to push you till you go off. Oh, you're just being kind because you went to church. I'll wait till tomorrow. Oh, you just kind because you got your new outfit on. I see you with your new little car and you got your whip and you and your boo. Oh, you got bloody shoes. Do your thing, boo. Can't stand. Come on, you know how it goes. Shock them. Well, I can't stand you. Oh, but I pray that God blesses you. That he touches your heart that you can love freely. Yeah, I hear you, Bishop, but I can't do that. I know you can't. The Spirit has to do it through you. Come on. If we, you know what would make life better for all of us, Will, if we handle everything spiritually. Now, I ain't talking about you carrying a big old cross, you rocking a Jesus piece, you got a Bible that's big as a suitcase, and no. You ain't got the what would Jesus do bumper sticker. You got the little bracelet on your wrist. You got I ain't worried, I pray t-shirt. No. No. Let it clock right there. We just saw a guy yesterday got the I never worry shirt on and acting a fool in a restaurant. Just a plum fool. Reminded me of what I read Emmett Fox said, a well-known theologian. Emmett Fox said, watch it, and this is what the guy displayed, and this could be why people don't follow Christ when you try to tell them. Watch this, because like the man in the store, what you do speak so loud, I can't hear what you say. Wow. Now you take that, save that, lock that up, just give your boy a little credit. Watch this. What you do is speak so loud, I can't hear nothing you say.
Right.
You got to check yourself. No, check yourself. Speak, shock them. Say something to them that's going to blow their mind. And see when they keep coming with all that, oh, I know you ain't talking to me. Well, what's wrong with you? Don't wait. Don't wait for them to change. Say what you got to say and keep moving. See, because if you're waiting, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
How many times, let's be honest, how many times have you told somebody something kind and they responded negative and you went and opened your juicy lips and told somebody else how negative they acted to you? That's right, I mean juicy lips. You can't keep them closed like you're chewing gum all the time. Come on, you know people that got juicy lips. Mouth wet with gossip. Always got to say something. You come to church, just want to hear from the Lord. Doc, you heard what happened to your boy at the... Man, I come in to hear from the Lord, and you telling me about what? And then if you're not careful, you engage in it. What happened? Well, you know he did what? There you do that. There you do it. Come on, man, let's get together. We got to pray. We got to get this word. We got to get this word. Come on, let's get ourselves together. You're going to lose some friends. Watch. Some family members are going to start having a problem with you. I'm speaking prophetically. Watch this. Some family members are going to have a problem with you when you start to deal with them spiritually. Well, we family. You're right. And if we're going to stay in a family connection, relationship, I have to go before Auntie Sheila gets here because I... You don't have to apologize. Watch this, because you're not going to make a fool of yourself. Come on, you know people that rub you the wrong way. Why are you going to hang around for them to come?
Right.
Oh, and we as Christians do it all the time.
Right.
I wish Sheila would come here with it today. Let her come here today. No, mama, don't tell me nothing. She got it coming. She got this coming. I wish she would come in here. Her and that little stinky chair. Let them come in here. She don't know how to get that boy head calm. The girl head just as knotted as a rope. I don't understand them. Stop me when I'm wrong. I wish you would tell me something. I'ma read her up and down. Read her, write her, and correct her. I'ma tear her from the flow going up. That ain't Christ-like. People of God, could that be why people are falling away from the church? Because it ain't nothing attractive about the church. We got the best music and singing and all that stuff. But where's the love? Jesus says, by this they will know you, my disciples, by the love you have for, not how many scriptures you know, not how off the hook the music is, not how good the preacher is. They will know you, my disciples, by the love. Where is the love? And I'm talking about real love, Mary J., real love. That's what she was looking for, all real love. Was that not what she said? Now, come on. Oh, come on. Come on, y'all don't leave me out there like y'all don't listen to no music, but Jesus keep me near the cross. If that's all you listen to, then do Bishop a favor. Give me your car keys right now. Just let me start her up. Just start up. Just let me start up. I ain't got to go nowhere to just start up. Just let me start up. Give me a minute, Bishop. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute and you can go right in. My car a little dirty. Let me, I can't talk about no dirt. I ain't got to get in. Give me the keys, roll the window down.
Right.
Bishop, let me tell you, before you get to the call, this ain't my call. It's my daughter call. I'm just using it because my call. My call. But I'm just letting you know. That's no. Come on. We got to come on. Boom, boom, boom. Oh. Some of you thinking out, trying to figure the song. Ain't that cold? Boy, that's cold. Walk up in the club. Come on. He says, love them. That means we got to bless them. We got to speak well of them. Shock them by how you treat them. Test that. That's the challenge. You know how we do all these challenges on Facebook and all that, Roy? Here's the challenge. I challenge you to shock people how you speak to them. Some of y'all ain't going to be able to go all day with that. Come on, you're going to look for one person to shock. Ooh, Auntie, right there. I'm going to call Auntie. Auntie, how you doing? Ooh, God bless you, Auntie. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. You pick it. No. This, trust me, after this message, they come in your way. They're going to look for you. I tell you this all the time. Some of you can raise your hand and testify to this. Whatever you're being taught, help me, Brother Frank, you're going to be tested. So here's the test. Enemies are coming, as they say old school, out the woodwork. They're coming like termites from hidden places. Come on, some of you have seen a little glimpse of your enemies when you got a little something going. Come on, you got a little money, your little business started, your little relationship work. You know, we always say little when it's, you know, my little relationship working, me and my boo getting along, he bringing home his money, my little kids doing good in school, my little outfit tight, my little body getting right, I'm getting everything together, my little thing. And that, soon as I get my little thing together, girl, here they come. Shock them. No, I mean like electrocute. Shock them. What? You talking? Yes, I am. Who you? I'm God's child. I'm working better. Pray for me. You know why y'all can't kill a lot of conversations? Because you entertain too much. Now, don't use it as a weapon, but it'll work as a weapon. Watch this, Reverend Hall. When you apply scripture when you're talking to somebody, that's going to kill that conversation. Let him call you with some mess. Girl, you know JoJo got shot. He got shot. Yeah, he was over there sleeping by that girl house, you know, and that girl ain't his wife, and his wife didn't know what happened. Listen, can I tell you something about that? What's that? Pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for him. They're going to hang up before you finish the prayer. Come on. You're going to try to call them back. They ain't going to answer. Come on. And I was telling somebody the other day, that's a pet peeve of mine. Y'all pray for Bishop on this. I hate calling people who I see on their phone all the time and they can't answer when I call. I didn't see you call. Let me see your phone. Just show me your phone because you're going to talk about you having problems. You know these networks. I got Verizon. You know these networks. Shout out to Verizon. But you... Come on, that's what we do, he says. And I'm saying that because this one's going to be even harder. He says, bless them. They're your enemies. They don't like you, will never like you. Please settle that. Please, you're going to live a life that's free and full if you wrap your mind around this. Some folk don't like you, will never like you, no matter what you do, so stop trying. And the reason why you get upset when people don't like you because you give them more of your time and attention than you do God. Because if you knew God like you really should know him, you know his word is full of love. Who else gonna die for you and not even know you? Who else will just lay down their life for you? Oh, but that's my boo. Okay, tell him die for you then. I know that's drastic, but if you... Oh, I can't do that yet because you don't love me like you think. But now let me show you how you should love me. The way you should love me is do what's best for me. And sometimes that's telling me the truth about me. Yes. Not out of revenge, not out of spite, because you really want me to see me do better. Now, when they do that, thank you, Lady Clark, don't do no trade-off. You feel me? So don't do no, I tell you about you, now you feel you got to tell me. It don't work like that. You telling me about me and we didn't plan this, man, I received that, thank you. Keep me in prayer. Some of your friends are going to be shocked when you respond like that. We keep you in prayer. Now, some people are going to brace themselves. He says, bless them. Here's the other one. He says, bless those that what?
Thirsty.
Now, here's the hard one. But then he says, pray for those who. Ooh, Jesus. It's one of them out of breath phrases. Pray for those that spitefully use you. Now, notice the words. He doesn't say pray for those that use you, but spitefully. Spiteful, when I studied that, spiteful means like poison. Pray for those that are trying to poison you, whether it's with their actions, their attitudes, or their agenda. Because you know what poison does? It eats away at the inside. Come on, that's why they say don't drink this, don't eat this. It's poison. Because when, watch this, when poison gets in, it touches everything in you. He says, pray for those, watch this, that spitefully, that try to poison you. To pray simply means to communicate with concern. But spiteful poison is to continue to cause harm. See, if anybody that's ever been poisoned, you heard about, it wasn't just no one little drop. I promise you it wasn't. Because see, people are trying to be clever now. They want you to feel some effects. Come on, if you watch any TVs, you know, when they poison you, they pull a little something. You're not going to put something that don't. This is what you're drinking. They're going to pull a little something. You know, you don't really notice it at first. You know, especially if you just thirsty, you just grabbing it. But then they, right, yep, you right. Why you think they often tell you, those of you who are professional, connoisseurs of alcohol, those who are professionals, they say, girl, don't you leave your drink. Because you don't know what people. Just like you don't leave your drink around anybody, don't open your mouth to everybody. Because people are trying to poison what you're planning to do. People try to poison people that's close to you. People try to poison you because they want to see you destroyed. And they'll keep coming around to see if the poison works. Oh, come on. You know, like if you're trying to get somebody drunk. Okay, you're going to make me go there. If you're trying to get somebody drunk and you know they really don't drink, you just keep feeding it to them. What? No, I told you I don't drink. Just taste this. Just taste this. Yeah, you know, they drink a little bit. Yeah, but you know, bro, really? Yeah, have a little more. Because, yeah, you see, you're feeling it, huh? It's a good feeling, huh? Yeah, keep. Because, see, what you're trying to do is get it to the point where they start asking you for more. Girl, give me another one. No, you don't need no more. Give me another one. I am grown. Give me another. You know, that's slow poison. And people come around putting their mouth on you and speaking things to you. That's slow poison. Here's how you know you're being poisoned by people. After they leave you, you wondering, now what the? See, because poison people say this. What happened? How did I wake up here? What? People that poison you, after they leave you, you confuse. You're not clear as you used to be. Your understanding has changed. Someone like, did I? You ever got so drunk you didn't understand how you got to where you at? Okay, don't raise hands. Just keep looking straight ahead. You got to call your phone from Bubba. Who is Bubba? Texting you talking about we had a great time last night, huh? Now he calling you. Come on, you gonna make me work you? Okay. Now he calling you, coming all up to your job. I don't look shocked. You know how people can find out where you work. Tell you what you do. You don't believe me? Google yourself. And then watch this. People don't need to search far because you put so much information out there anyway. At my auntie house, in the bottoms, we doing what we do. Oh, so auntie lives at the bottoms. Okay. Hey, we turned up by my mama house over on 35th. 35th is where your mama lives. You go to your mama house one day and Bubba sitting right there on the step. Girl, I've been waiting for you. What took you so long? Poison spitefully use you. No. So if people are poisoning me, you know, I'm a little more confused. I'm not as clear as I used to be about some things after they leave. Then what do I do? Again, he says pray for them. Here's a little sidestep to that. If you're ready for it, say amen.
Amen.
Here's what you do. Now, because when I say this thing about enemies, everybody in here has at least one person that crossed your mind. Everybody, some of you may have three or four. Some of you may have a whole line of people, depending on who you are. Doc said he got a football team. Lord have mercy. Ooh, it's a lot of prayer there. Here's what you do. This is what I want you to do. For everybody, here's the challenge. 10:58, we get ready to leave. Watch this. Put them on your mind. Put them back on your mind, that person. Now let me help you. Let me help you get the person. That ex-boyfriend, that ex-girlfriend, that coworker, that boss, that church member, that family member, that cousin, that nephew, that niece, that boy you like, that girl you like. Put them back on your mind. Get them back in your mind. Get them in the front right now. Get them right in the front. I'll tell you what to do. You got them? Here it is. This is what you do. Now love them. Bless them. Pray for them. Love them. Do what's best for them. Pray for them. Bless them. Oh, I don't know if I... Love them. Just told you how to do it. Do what's best for them. Bless them. Speak well of them. Pray for them. Communicate with concern to the Father about them. I didn't say change them. I didn't say police them. I didn't say get on them. I don't say try to get revenge. I say simply love them. And loving them don't mean you got to like them. Big distinct difference. Love them, I want to do what's best for them. People you like, that's on certain conditions. Come on, sisters, how many times you done heard some brothers always say, I don't like you like that no more. Let me help the brothers out, because y'all being kind of quiet, brothers. Let me help you out. What you mean you don't like me like that no more? How come I'm just getting a memo after I spent that money on... All right, where my brothers at? I'm going to do me a brother's tour. Watch this. Where my brothers at? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this, brothers. Watch this, brothers. She decides she want to be friends after all of that stuff. Let's just be friends. Wait. Why didn't we decide we was going to be friends before we went to Cancun? Before I worked overtime? Before I bought you this ring, you know, and you simply said, oh, thank you for the little ring. One little when you took it. And then you get attitude. Look, let me just tell you something. Here, take your little ring. Take your little. Wait. Why are we so hostile? Why do I get the memo we just friends when I try to kiss you and all this time I've been spending money? No, not you see, y'all don't want to be honest. Some of y'all old school, and that's the way it used to be. But we're in the 2000s now. All that has changed. Amen. Come on, let's be honest. Man ain't spending no money just to know after spending money for some weeks that we gonna be friends. Come on, you stop there. Listen, I don't need you to buy me nothing. We gonna go out, let's go out and just keep that cool. You do you, I do me. Amen. Nah, I ain't got no expectation. I'm like, oh, okay, well, she cool. You know, I kicked it with your girl. But if I'm spending my money, he looking for that old school group, A Taste of Honey. Yeah, spitefully, that poison. See, we've got to stop. Love them. Sometimes you got to love people enough to say, now listen, I'm not looking for you to be my. Oh, come on. And people you friends with. Now listen, girl, you and I ain't got to be friends. We ain't got to hang out. We just work together. I just want that. Because when lines get crossed, ooh. Why you think he said those that spitefully use you because they're around you enough to know what using you is. Come on, they see how you act with other people. Oh, I know how to use him. Let's just do this, and I know how to use her. And let's be honest, the reason why you know that, because you use people. Hello.
Amen.
You use people. You know what to do to get what you want from certain people. Come on, let's be grown, men and women. You know just what to do to get your way from certain people. And when all else fails and you need to get some money or something, you know just what to do to get it from certain people. Come on, parents, you do it with your children. You give them little cute names when you want them to do something. His name is Joseph, but you want him to come vacuum and then vacuum your car and do all that because you're going on a date. You say his name Joseph. You say, Jojo. Little Josie. Come here, mama, baby. It's my boy there. Making them grades in school, huh? That's my mama. Baby, baby. Look, vacuum this car for mama and do that. And when you do that, get that. Oh, I thank mama, sure appreciate you. Yeah, mama, appreciate you, boy. You, woo, you's a jewel. Minute they do something wrong, you cuss them from. Ooh, you's a lazy summer. Ooh, ooh, get out of my face. Ooh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Come on, you do it, you know. Spitefully used. It's people so gullible. Watch this. They want you to use them, but they don't want it to be said as being used. They're always in your face. Can I do something for you? Mm-hmm. No, I'll do that for you. They'll compete against other people to do stuff for you. And you've got to be, that's why he said, listen, you got to be strong enough to say, no, I got it. No. Because when you use people, I promise you, on everything I love, there is somebody in this world that knows how to use you. And it's so good, you won't realize you used until they're gone. Come on, anybody ever had that reflection in time? You say, all this time. All it was doing was using me. Ain't that something? But God is good. Because even when they use you, he keeps you. Even when they take advantage of you, he still loves you. That's why he said just, listen, that's why he says bless them. That's why he says bless them. He said you ain't got to match what they say. Mm-mm. Just speak well of them. Shock them. He said because I got you. If you just do what I'm telling you to do, it's going to work out to your favor. It's going to shock them, but it's going to bless you. And you've got to make up in your mind that I'm not going to let the reality of how people feel stop me from treating them the way God wants me to. The reality is they don't like you. Okay, they don't like me, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to love them. The reality is they're trying to use me. Okay, they're trying to use me. I'm going to pray for them. Notice he says, pray for them. Don't hang with them. Don't be friends with them. Pray for them. See, you pray for them. Watch this, that they become better. And because you know they're trying to use you, prayer is what's going to work, not you helping them, not you trying to change them. Come on, you say stuff like, after all I try to do, you still know. I understand that. I understand. I've been trying. It's because it's you trying. It's you. Stop. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. He said, listen, pray for them. I mean, not that, Lord, I pray that they change. No, pray. Be specific. Lord, I don't know why this woman don't like me. Every time I come to work, she always trying to park close to my car so I open my door, I can accidentally bump her. I don't know what it is. Every time I go get my lunch out the workroom, she always, my bag of sandwiches is already open and I'm wondering why. I understand. Every time I try to go for a raise, she already talk about something I did, telling people I was late. Well, she said she was going to hook me up and take care of my time card because I had to pick my man up because my man got to be picked up at a certain time. If he ain't there, the daycare provider going to charge me over and I ain't got that money. I really ain't cool with her, but I'm just trying to get my thing together. And the reason why your life can't get any higher, can't get any better, because you're letting people put all that weight on you. Yes. If you know people in your life, here's my final word. If you know people in your life, and every time they're around, you feel weighed down, sluggish, drained, just hearing them talk like, oh. You ever had people talk to you, and all you do is see their mouth move. You don't know nothing. They say, and if you're not careful, you'll say this, shut up. Now, I'm being nice because we're in church, but you're going to say, just shut up. Shut the. Please, would you please? Jesus. But you could avoid all that
Just be direct. Told you Jesus did it. He was kind all the time. Watch it, Brother Richard, but he was also honest. Now, you can't lose with that combination. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to be so kind with it, you can't help but respect it. But we like to tell the truth when we're mad. You want to know the truth? You really want to know the truth, Leroy? Here's the truth. No. Just tell Leroy from the start. Trust me, if he don't like it, he got to respect it. So, don't match him out with theirs. Say something that will shock them. Love them, bless them, and pray for them. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, we thank you.